quesadillas. And I'm going to make black bean and vegetable quesadillas. And what I'm always telling people, and I know another chef made quesadillas today, and do you know why we chose quesadillas? Because to use seasonal food, soups are a great way to go. Quesadillas should be the new grilled cheese. You know, it's less bread, you can stuff lots of veggies in there, and you have a little cheese for glue, but it's cheese for glue, it's not just, you know, gratuitous cheese. How do you sign the gratuitous cheese? I love that. I know, right? So I'm going to get started. I'm going to saute some of the veggies. And this is also a great thing to do with leftovers. So my whole thing is cook once, use twice, three times, four times. If you have a chicken, a roasted chicken, go ahead and make two roasted chickens, right? And then use the other one for quesadillas or something like that. So thank you so much, Rissa. I'm going to go ahead and saute my veggies, and then I'm going to call a couple of little people up here to help me, because this is the perfect thing for them to be able to do, to actually cook. So a little bit of oil. I'm heating my pan, and then I'm going to cook the zucchini while that gets hot. So you all know the zucchini, right? You know zucchini? And what's this? Yes, corn. So when I'm cooking, is there a mirror? Oh yeah, good, there's a mirror. So as I'm cooking or cutting the zucchini, I don't keep the seeds in because the seeds actually add a lot of water. So I cut around the seeds, just like that. And then here's your snack, or you can put this inside soups, like potato soup. It just adds a little viscosity to other soups. So that is not trash. And then now I have these flat planks just to cut like this and then diced up. So often I think the prep is what scares people about cooking. You know, if you had the hand and all the prep was done, you'd probably cook a lot more, right? But not you guys, because you guys like to cook. Do you all like to cook? Yeah, you like to cook? Awesome. All right, so we've got our little veggies. Now what I do when I'm sauteing my zucchini, I put it in a bowl, and I know I put this oil in here, but I'm going to pour it out. I actually toss my veggies in the oil, just a little bit of oil. Instead of putting it in the pan, it's better when you actually toss the veggies with the oil, because when you turn them over, then they're going to have oil. Otherwise, if you put the oil in the pan, they absorb the oil. And then you turn them over, there's no more oil, but there's just a little sponge. Have you all been doing that? Stop it. All right, so now I'm going to add a little bit of salt. And honestly, I have to tell you, I call salt compliments. Because if you don't use it, you ain't going to get no compliments. Okay. But if you use too much, it's an insult. Too many compliments is an insult. You go to your class reunion, they're like, man, you look so good. No, you really look good. And they say that like 10 times. You're like, oh, well, what did I look like before? Right? So that's not fun. Okay, so in the pan goes the veggies. And you know what? I should hear something. They should sort of be jumping around. And we want to have a little brown, right? We want to cook and we want to have a nice little color. Zucchini, did I go out? All right. So I hear something. When you're cooking, you cook with all of your senses. You cook with your nose, you cook with your eyes, you cook with your ears. And when you're making a vinaigrette, let's say you're helping your mom make a vinaigrette, and then you have the vinegar and you have the Dijon mustard in the blender, and then you add the oil, it sounds like this. And then it'll, when it has enough oil, it changes. All right, you see that beautiful color? There's flavor in the brown. There's flavor in the brown. Don't do this with your hands. I do that, but don't do like I do. All right, so that's nice and sauteed. And I'm going to put some in my bowl. Now I'm going to do the same thing with my red peppers. And you know what? You can do this ahead. You can have all this done ahead. And what are we going to add? Compliments. Just a dash. Just a little bit. Don't overdo. Our peppers go in there. And let's say a little bit of black pepper. Doink, doink. Not too much, just enough to say I love you. All right. Do you guys like onions? You do? You like onions? Oh, that's so awesome. I love kids who like onions. If you don't, that's okay too. Now we have some fresh corn. While this is doing what it's going to do, I'm going to cut my corn. Just cut straight down like this. And I always save the cob for stock. So if you put this cob in water and you boil it, you have like a corn water or a corn stock, crazy flavorful for chicken soup and things like that. Really awesome, okay? Let's taste the corn. Yummy, sweet. Mm-hmm. All right. So my peppers go into my bowl. I'm getting all of my ingredients together for you all to come up here. All right, onions, a little bit. Doink, little oil. Then let's put the onions in there, just a little bit, yeah? Now I want to add some chili powder to my onions, just some flavor. You can add cumin, you can add chili powder, you can add garlic if you want. This is where you're going to put your flavor. You smell that? Well, everybody's not going to come up. I'm going to pick some people. You want to come up? Okay, well then you're going to be one of the people. You're going to come and I'm going to pick you. I have two people that are going to come up. Okay. All right, so that's gonna, what we wanna do when we're cooking our onions, we want them to become translucent. So when you hear that, something goes from white to looking like glass. That's all that means, okay? So we want those to cook because we don't want a raw onion in our quesadilla. So this is heating up. And I don't really wanna cook the corn too much because I like the texture of the corn. Hello. So what I want you to do, I want you to open that pack of tortillas. Yes. And then you're going to just lay them out there. I need, let's do three. Hi. Perfect. And so each of you are going to make your own quesadilla. These are looking pretty good. They need a little more cooking. All right. So in the meantime, what I want you all to do is you have a bowl. Can you reach up here? Is it okay? You can sort of reach. All right. Do you want, in your quesadilla, do you want some zucchini? You don't want zucchini? Okay. So let's talk. Let's do hers. This is why the quesadillas are good. Because if you have eight kids, you can make eight different kinds of quesadillas. Right? You just have the stuff out here so they get to pick. Put a little bit. Just a little bit. You can take the spoon. Oh, sorry. Here. Just a little bit. Awesome. And just a little more. A little more. Push that in there. Okay. Does it have what? No. No hot and spicy. Do you want black beans? It's good for fiber. Okay. So let's push a little bit of that in there. I'm going to let you make yours. That's good. Awesome. And what about peppers? Want some peppers? Okay. What about onions? You want some onions? Okay. A little bit of onion. Nice. Beautiful. Okay. Perfect. Are you getting ideas about what you're going to put in yours? Cool. Are you getting ideas about what you're going to put in yours? You getting ideas? Okay. So we have all of this here. You're going to stir that up, mix that up. While you mix that up, I want you all to get a bowl. All right, you're not having zucchini, right? So you put your ingredients in there. Do you want some chili? Want some chili powder? A little bit? Oh, I love this. She's so adventurous. A little chili powder. Doink, doink, doink. Okay. Perfect. And then you put your ingredients in yours. Do you want some corn? Beautiful. All right. Awesome. Stir that up. Perfect.
Sorry.
That's fine. You're fine. You're fine. It's going to be yours. Yes. And I'm going to move her bowl here. All right. So now what you're going to do, you just take cheese. So I want you to put some cheese on here, just on one side. And this is your line. So you pretend like this is your line right here, halfway. Put your cheese down. That's your glue.
Is the corn done?
Yeah, it's sauteed, but it's, so what we're gonna do is put this in here. Hootie! All right, do you wanna cook my corn?
Sure.
Okay, you go over there and cook my corn. All right, so you got this. All right, so that looks really good. And now, just like half of it. So here you are. So scrape your ingredients on the half. And you don't need that much, yep. And just spread that around. That's really awesome. And just on half, yep, perfect. And let's put it all here on one half, okay? Now sprinkle some more cheese because that's our glue. Perfect. Awesome. And now what we're going to do, all the kids can make their own quesadillas. That's what's so beautiful about this. We're going to get our pan ready and then fold it over. You want some more cheese? You want some cheese over there? Okay. And then press it. Press it really good. Press, press, press. Press it like your life depends on it. Uh-huh. That's awesome. Beautiful. All right. Then that's going to go on there, okay? That's yours. Now, how are you doing over there? So, thank you. All right. So, let's get your bowl. And this is all your goodies? No, this is your goodies. Okay. So what do you want? You want peppers and onions? You want onions? Yes. All right, so here you go. And then scrape what you want in there. Is that enough? Okay. Do you want black beans? You want some, so scrape those in there. Awesome. Beautiful. Great. Uh-huh, that's perfect. Do you want some corn? What's your name?
Dorotea.
Dorotea?
Dorotea.
Dorotea.
Yeah.
Dorotea made some corn for you, so let's put that in there. Yep, hot pan, beautiful. Let's check on this one. Yes. So this is still a little more time on this. All right, so what else do you want in there? That's it. Then we have peppers, onions. Is that all you want in there? Is that it? All right. So here you have your tortilla. All right. So put some cheese. Do you want some chili powder? Yeah, want some chili? Well, okay. May I do it? Okay. Here, let me stir that up a little so it can get out. All right. So let's get some cheese on there. And citrus is really good, you all. If you want to do citrus, so lemon and lime, and use a microplane, which I love. So a microplane. You all know this? Everybody needs a microplane. All right. So can I put some cheese in there? Oh, she won't. All right. So let's put our veggies in there. Perfect. That's fantastic. Awesome. All right, and let's spread that around. So just halfway, spread your veggies around. This is looking really good. You've got some color on your quesadilla. Okay, that's beautiful. All right, so let's turn that stove off. All right, and let's put a little more cheese, just a little more glue, and then press. And then we're going to press it. You see how easy this is? You're pressing it. Beautiful. And then we're going to put it on here. A little oil. So a little bit of oil. All right. Now, what did you put in yours?
Everything.
She put everything in hers, which is so nice. There's peppers, and there's onions and black beans and corn and beautiful. A bunch of chili pepper, and then there you go. And so make yours. Okay. Perfect. And you put cheese down for glue. Then we're going to spray the tops of them so when we flip. Perfect. And then put your filling down and mix it all up. Did you taste your filling?
No.
It's probably good, huh?
I made them before. I like to cook.
You like to cook?
Yeah.
That's so awesome. Beautiful. And then a little more cheese on top for glue. And are you ready for yours? What's your name? Elizabeth?
Isabel.
Isabel, yours is just about ready. That's okay. All right, just put it right on top there. Perfect. Perfect meal for perfect kids. All right, so let's take this off. Isabel, yours is just about ready. It's nice and toasted. Are you ready? May I cut it for you? Do you want to taste your handiwork? It's hot, so blow on it. All right. Oops. And you see, these are so quick. You can flip yours. Just be careful. It probably needs a little more time. Is that good? Yeah. Yep. Here. Uh-huh. Oh, yes, you can try your sister's. There you go. Is she a good cook?
I'm going to give my little sister some. I'm here a minute.
He said his sister's a good cook. Always have music to dance to when you're cooking. So how is this one? Is that brown on the other side?
This?
Yeah, this one. Almost, almost. There's a little more time. So when you're making the quesadillas, and you can also make guacamole and make a nice salsa, cilantro, all of these nice herbs would be fabulous. I think I have some. Do you like cilantro?
Yeah, I like cilantro.
Isabel, is that good?
We have some in my garden plot.
You have some in your garden? And you all, there are seeds over there. I'm sure there's cilantro as well over there. All right. Thank you. Can you skip, take that one off for me? One of the best things that I like about cooking is actually doing something where we get the kids involved. Yes, are you ready for yours? Okay, so let's see how yours is. So you need some, it's hot, it's really hot. Isabel, do you want to taste, your brothers? Are you okay? What would you put in your quesadilla? Do you like eggplant? Do you like tomatoes? Do you like yellow squash? Do you like grapes? Do you like oranges? Oranges?
Starfruit?
You like beef? You put beef in your quesadilla and some beans. Oh, not beans. Yes, you would put the black beans in yours. Yes, awesome. What would you like in your quesadilla? Grapes? Nice, and then would you make them spicy? Would you put some chicken in there? Some what? Chicken? Nice. Yes.
Is this easier than the microwave Thanksgiving?
Huh? Is for Thanksgiving?
Than the microwave Thanksgiving?
Yes. This is easier than a microwave Thanksgiving. Thank you so much. Thank you for cooking with me. Is that good? That looks great. Perfect. And then you can let it cool just a little bit. And then you cut it up, and then you can chop one into some cilantro. Perfect. All right, start to finish, quesadillas, folks. Yes. Well, you want to help me for my next demo? Okay, well, you come back, and I want you to help me. You're going to help me, too, for my next demo? Okay, because it's really easy, yeah? And what are you going to put in your quesadilla? You can put asparagus. You can put roasted peppers. You can put chicken or beef. All right, folks, we're going to see you. Wait, let's hear how yours is. Perfect.
Awesome.
She said awesome, folks. Woo! Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you all. Thank you. I'll see you in about an hour. Yeah.